Listening Library presents Vernicula Meets Edgar Allan Crow by James Howe. Read for you by Patrick Mulvihill. Editor's Note. It was with a heavy heart that I entered my office that Friday afternoon in December. After the holidays, I would be cleaning out my desk one last time. Not because my publishing house was moving to a new office, but because I was moving to a new life. I wanted to believe that I'd made the right decision. After all, I'd yearned to take up sheep farming for as long as I could remember. Still, when I opened that door and beheld the shelves overflowing with books, the framed photos, plaques, and awards covering the walls, the sharpened pencils with their worn-down erasers, and the half-read manuscripts and half-eaten candy bars littering my desk, I couldn't help asking, could sheep bring me anywhere near the pleasure I'd found in the company of authors? As I sank into my dusty mauve Naugahyde chair, ergonomically sculpted with lumbar support curvature, a bonus I'd received as part of a recent job promotion, I felt myself sink into a dusty melancholia as well. I picked up a copy of the latest self-help bestseller written by one of my authors. Dr. Bob's Grab Yourself Some Happiness, Even If It Makes You Miserable, and flipped to a random page, hoping to find reassurance that I was doing the right thing. Finding nothing on that page, or any other, to offer me answers, I began to wonder how the book had ever made it onto the bestseller list, but felt it...